All systems operating within normal design parameters. Engage cybernetic generation sequence. Malfunction detected. System overload. Warning. System overload critical.
Entire NFL. Welcome to One Sports Talk, ladies and gentlemen.
Who are you?
Who am I? I am your host, Mike Yelick. Alongside, who are you?
I'm the Dust.
Dustin Pastula, right?
That's right. Yeah.
That's right. All right. We're here. We are live. Yeah. We are here. And I just can't get over it. 6-1. How good does it feel? Eagles fans. 917-889-8018. Press 1 to talk to us.
How good does it feel for you to pick, five out of those seven games wrong?
Meanwhile,
including the loss, I have picked every Eagles game correctly.
Yeah.
Just so we can throw that little statistic in there.
I agree. Did you say the Chiefs were going to win when they played the Chiefs?
So what? This is an Eagle. This is an Eagles talk show. They lost by 1 point, dude.
They lost by a touchdown in that game. But
either
way.
Oh, I did say the Chiefs were going to win.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go.
I thought you were talking about the Chiefs game this week.
No.
That was a good game. That was a shootout. That was a nice game.
I'm in shock. I still am.
I'm not. I called it.
8-1 at the bye. That's what we're going to be. I mean, come on. Please. And I welcome any 49ers fans that want to call in, but they're not out there because they don't exist. They're 0-7, and that team got blown up.
My wife works with a 49ers fan.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And I make fun of him quite frequently.
That's not true!
Well,
it is true. I make fun of him all the time for it.
It's just, it's brutal. It must be brutal to be a 49ers fan. Really, I mean, what?
Go ahead.
It must be brutal because you look at the 49ers, they got blown up by the Dallas Cowboys, who aren't even, they're 3-3. All right. I get it. They're 3-3.
This is what 49ers fans sound like for the past couple of years.
Go ahead.
It's like that kid on YouTube.
Have a ham sandwich.
Yeah. Well, having a ham sandwich.
That's what I do when the 49ers are playing.
But no, I mean, it's just like, come on. They're not losing that crap team. And then we have the Broncos who 21-0 to the Chargers.
Yo.
What was that about?
Yo.
What's that?
Yo.
I originally had that as a loss. That is not a loss anymore.
I never had it as a loss, just so we're clear.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a little hot here in the studio.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to. I just want to take on my.
Oh, what is this?
Take on my. I have it.
Oh,
I have
Javon
one.
Javon Kurz.
I have one. Hey,
you got the Javon Kurz jersey. I got back there.
Javon Kurz.
What team? Well, Eagles.
Okay.
Are you jumping on the bandwagon?
No.
Why?
Because I buy jerseys of players that I like. It just so happens that where was Javon before the Eagles?
Yeah. Yep.
He was a former Titan. Okay.
Right.
So that's basically why I got the jersey.
I made the purchase.
I'm not gonna. I saw. I'm not gonna jump on the bandwagon. I like a good team when a good team is good. But I will still say that I am not an Eagles fan. I will say that my former hatred of the Eagles pretty much stems from my grandfather who hated them. But at the same time, you know,
we got a lot.
They're playing
talk
well.
About.
You can't hate on the way they're playing.
We got Rob Guarino coming up here at
8:45.
He's Robbie G.
Oh,
you know who that
I know Robbie G. Yeah, I know Robbie G.
Eagles now the best team in the NFL. Who's able to stop them now? And who poses the biggest threat to beat the Eagles?
You know what's funny? You can't even say, like, you can have people calling in and like, oh, well, come on, man, the Patriots. But you can't even say the Patriots because they have been inconsistent this season.
Yeah,
they really
have. Well,
they are not the same Patriots that won the Super Bowl came back from an obvious loss.
The two teams I look at.
Yes.
Being able to beat the Eagles. Still.
Giants and the 49ers.
What are you? You are.
See,
yeah.
I made another funny.
Listen, the real teams are the Patriots and the Seahawks. There's something about those two teams. I still would say it might be tough to beat those teams in a neutral site like the Super Bowl and in Seattle because we play the Patriots in the Super Bowl if we played them. And Seattle's always a tough place to play. But other than that,
I honestly think the environment of Seattle is what makes teams come in and lose. So if I feel like Seattle on a neutral field is not that intimidating.
Yeah. Well.
So
we're taking your calls. Phone lines are already lit up. But
yeah, are we
going to
take one of these?
The,
I kind of feel bad.
I do want to get to these power rankings. We got a lot to talk about.
Well, we can talk to some people.
Want to join the conversation, give your predictions. We also want your opinion on who is a sleeper team and who is overrated that is currently in the playoff picture. Or as,
ooh,
or as I put on the on the lineup, the playoff picture.
So let me put some things out here, okay? Had the Eagles winning.
Yeah.
Okay. Mike from Bath had the Eagles winning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sean had the Giants winning. And he also had the Redskins winning.
Yeah.
So he's
Sean for Pine Hill.
Yeah, he's having a bad
Sean
day.
Sean Spellman. I gotta give him absolutely one of those.
Is that the Sean?
Yeah, Sean for Pine Hill called that game wrong. Oh, listen, I didn't think it was – I mean, when I saw that, it was 24-10, and the Eagles just made him punt. I'm like, all right. It's over.
24-10. That's the
it's over.
Score that Sean picked for the Giants to win. 24-10.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
How'd that go? I went ahead and I got myself an early. Well, my birthday was yesterday, so I got myself a birthday present and I got myself a Carson Wentz jersey.
Right. I don't do the Facebook thing, so happy birthday.
Hey, thank you, man.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Oh, don't worry about it.
I think Andy Reid was trying to wish me a happy birthday, but that didn't really
people.
Dude, so, you got to answer the phone. You have to answer
go,
the phone.
Have a ham sandwich.
All right, we're going to go in order. This guy's been on hold for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, he called before the show.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. We got lots of callers on the line, but let's go quickly. Let's go through these calls. What's your name and where are you calling from? Let's go to the phones. Hey, Dean from Virginia. Dean, you pretty much picked it last week. I got to be honest with you, man.
Yep. The Eagles are going to win again this week. It's going to be like 37 over the 49ers.
It's kind of like, do bears shit in the woods? I mean, of course.
Sometimes it's in the creek.
See, but you got to watch out, though, because these 49ers, these sucky teams are the ones that get your quarterbacks, and you got to watch that.
Was that like a wise answer?
Yeah.
You got to watch that.
Well, no, he's not wrong. It's always, and then you go in underestimating them, and then you start making mistakes.
Okay.
And,
yeah, I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm not scared of the 49ers.
We don't.
Never
like I said, we have a bye week for the Giants, so I'm happy.
Yeah,
about
well,
that.
You need a bye week. You need a bye week.
You need to recuperate.
Let me ask you a question, Dean. All right, I know you're a Giants fan. That's fine, but you're a realistic Giants fan, which is why I like you.
Right.
All
right.
Yeah. He's not.
It's
he's not
nice.
Like Sean from Pine Hill. Jesus.
It's nice. It's refreshing.
But Dean. Where do you see this team going this year? Because do you at one point just have to take Eli out and start? I don't even know who the kid is, but start the kid and see what he has. Maybe week 10.
If he does well, that could be his nickname, the kid.
Yeah, it's my fault process. As far as I'm trying to take him out or let somebody else take him out, because he has a big red target on him anyway because of the offensive line. But I mean, it's horrible. I mean, the only team I think they're going to beat. another team that I beat is the 49ers. I mean, the 49ers are pretty crappy.
Yeah,
I think it's the only worst team than the Giants this year, really.
Unfortunately, I don't even think that's a guarantee.
I don't even know if that's a guarantee. Yeah. I mean, no, listen, the Giants are going to win some games that they're not supposed to. I still think to this day, and I don't know how I think this, I still think the Giants are going to go 5-11. I think they have 5 wins in them this year. I mean, I know it's hard to believe.
It'd be nice if it was against the Cowboys or the Redskins. I mean, I'll be happy about that.
I don't know about that. I think you might be on Redskins. I was
just about to say, I think one of the Cowboys, like, shocker wins is going to come against – or, sorry, not Cowboys. But the Giants shocker wins is going to come against the Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm thinking Redskins. But, I mean
– I think Dean would be happy with either or both.
All right, Dean, we're up against it. We got a lot of callers online. Dean, give me a quick score for the – I know the Giants can't. Somehow they lose every time. But they're not losing this week at the bye week. So, give me an Eagles score for that 49ers-Eagles game.
They'll lose a player in the club. Dancing.
32-7 Eagles stomp all over the 49ers like garbage that they really are. So
yeah, come on, I agree. Dean, I love it. Dean from Virginia checking in. Dean, we'll talk to you next week. All right, man.
Buddy. That's perfect.
All right, there he is.
Dean from Virginia. I like that guy. I like how realistic he is.
Yeah.
It's really refreshing. Like, you know.
Yep. Let's go to caller number 2. What's your name? Where are you calling from, man?
Hey, guys. Tim from Hershey again.
Oh, Tim from Hershey. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm good. I'm sorry I missed you guys last week. I'm sure you missed me.
We absolutely did. I missed the negativity on the Eagles.
You know what? After the show, like, the first thing Yelich said to me was, man, I missed Tim this week.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Good work by you. Tim,
yeah.
Let me just have a conversation, me and you, all right?
I'll step out.
Step out. You can't
all right,
be
yeah.
serious.
Hey, no one else listen, right?
All right.
How can you say 7-9, man? Dude, they're already 6-1. Do you change now?
Well,
like, as if they're going to lose.
That was 2 weeks ago. That was 2 wins ago.
Right.
I think they've showed me something in the last couple of weeks. I'm feeling a lot better. I think.
Wait.
For sure
are we?
Oh.
Tim from Hershey is changing. Now, how many wins does he have?
11-5, I think, is a realistic.
Oh, my God. Look at that. Look at
11-5. All right. They won a game down in Carolina. I didn't expect it to. But here's what I don't like. So I was.
What?
I was listening to Mike Bisignelli today, my second favorite sports show, right?
Right.
And,
nice.
and, of course, this guy's already saying that the Eagles are a shoo-in to win the conference. And I'm thinking, you know, why can't you just be happy with what we have? Why are you jumping to that already? You think we're going to go to the Super Bowl now?
Yeah. I kind of agree with you, Tim, but I agree with him, but I also agree with you, and here's why. It's just like at work when I go to my coworkers and I'm like, oh, it's pretty slow today. And the next thing you know, we have patients waiting an hour because we get so busy. So, like, you know, I don't like jumping the gun like that, you know, like speaking too soon. I feel like you jinx yourself with that kind of stuff. You know, next thing you know, someone goes down with an injury, God forbid it's Carson, and then all hope is lost, you know?
Yes.
I mean, Tim, yeah. I'll say this. I'm not saying
it looks likely that they could win the conference.
Can I say it looks likely? Because I'm not getting this notion that any other team in the NFC is that scary to me. I mean, I think the Eagles can go in, and you know what? After watching that game, I'm beginning to think they can go into Seattle and beat that team. I think Seattle's good. Don't get me wrong, but I don't think they're world beaters.
I think it's like I've been saying since the beginning of the season. If they continue to play like this or even get better, that is where I have my 14-2 prediction.
I mean, Carson Wentz is playing like an MVP, and he is. I think so far he's the NFL MVP of the league. Now, might that change? I don't know, but right now, this day, October 25th. Do you agree, Tim?
Kaiser MVP.
I think he's so far he looks great, but how much of his greatness do you attribute to the way the offensive line has played so far?
I don't know.
See?
I don't know, because when Jason Peters, arguably the best tackle in the entire league, he's out, and look what happens. They don't miss a beat. And Carson Wentz is magic man in the pocket. I thought that was a sack, by the way. And he ends up going for about 20 yards. So I don't know.
He had more rushing yards than Blunt.
Right, exactly. I mean, Carson Wentz, I almost feel like this, Tim. As long as we have Carson Wentz, we're okay. And we could win any game.
All right, so how come – so we lose Jason Peters, and now
right.
I'm guessing on Sunday we're going to see Big B coming in on the blind – on the blind side playing the left tackle, right?
Right, yeah.
So why wouldn't you move Lane Johnson over there?
Now,
I mean, you're playing the Niners. It's basically like a scrimmage. So this is a game to work out all the kinks. Put your best guy there.
Now, see, you know what? I don't want to – he's going to have to go against – Lane Johnson's going to go against Von Miller. I mean, there's going to be good guys coming up. I don't want to mess with Lane Johnson right now. I think the right spot is where he's at, all right? I hear what you're saying, and I totally – I've been hearing it all day. I was listening to 97.5 earlier, middays. I heard the same thing. People are calling in, why don't we move Lane Johnson? I think Big B improved the end of last year. He did. He improved. And then Lane Johnson came back, and you know that was that. But Big V, given a chance, I'm hoping he's matured a little bit. I'm hoping – I hear what you're saying. I do. But I really, really like – Lane Johnson stays at his spot, and Big V, you have to just go with it. And you know what? If he's that atrocious, then next week we move Lane Johnson over, and all is well. Tim, give me a prediction for this 49ers game. We're up against it.
Oof. 49ers, big Eagles win 35-10.
Yeah, there you go. Yes, the right Tim is on the board now. I love it. All right, Tim, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, man. All right, there he is, Tim from Hershey. Let's go to line number three. By the way, I just sent a text out to Rob. He'll be on at 8:55. I told him, I'm like, we need to get to all these callers. It's crazy. All right, so... let's go to line number three.
Every
What's
time,
your name?
Every time you hang up.
Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Derek from Akunji.
Oh,
how you guys doing?
There he is.
Yeah. I bet y'all didn't think I was going to call in, huh?
Wait for it.
Yeah, Yelich was like, I don't see Derek's number up here.
Yeah, I don't see it. Oh, nope. We got him. All right. So, Derek, just the floor is yours. What do you think?
Well, while I wasn't able to call in last week, I will tell you that I honestly thought the Eagles were going to win. Didn't think it was going to be that devastating, but I did think the Eagles were going to win. I was talking shit about Carson Wentz before the season started, but especially after that game and some of those magic moves that he made, I can't argue with the fact that he's probably the best player at this moment playing right now.
I've talked to him off the air. He has said to me,
yeah.
He said, you know, Carson Wentz is garbage. And I'm looking at him and I'm saying, I just don't get how you can say that.
Well, you know what?
Like, well, we'll see what happens. And now we're seeing what happens. And I think Derek, I'm glad he realizes that.
I think people should listen to me because, I mean, I've come so close to almost every prediction. Okay. I called it. I have it written down here.
Yeah.
I called it 30-24. What was it? 34-24? Come on. How close is that? The closest.
Now, I'm not trying to take anything away from Carson Wentz, but I think that game also really showed how badly, and I'm not a big Josh Norman fan, personality-wise, but as a player, I think that game really showed how our secondary is hurting without him.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many plays in that game, though, you look at, and they're – I don't want to say the momentum swings, Derek, but they're you're looking at it and you're like, wait, how is this happening? Like when they were down 10-3, I was thinking to myself, first of all, the four straight penalties, first and 33. I'm like, all right, okay.
Oh, I was so high the first 4 minutes of that game. I was just feeling so damn good.
I'm like, all right, just do whatever with this. I don't even care at this point. But when that Matt Collins throw, the 64 yarder, I'm like, all right, okay. And then Carson Wentz under pressure throws a pillow, a teardrop, boom, right there to Corey Clement. I'm like,
a pillow?
All right. It's unbelievable to me. I mean, I'm looking at it and I'm like,
why did you say pillow?
Just shut up a minute. Let me make my point.
All right.
It
you don't
so
have to be
soft.
Rude about it.
Yeah, it was so soft. He just threw it right in there. And then Magic Man, you know, third and eight. You know what this one is. Third and eight, and somehow, some way, I thought it was a sack. And he comes out, and boom, first down. And, I mean, Carson Wentz is playing like an NFL MVP right now. And I don't – right now, I mean, I get it. Jason Peters is out for the year, and that's going to hurt. It is. And Jordan Hicks, again, out for the year. That's going to hurt. But with those injuries aside, I still – and I mean this – I don't think that's going to be enough. And I've been hearing the callers all day. I don't think that's going to be enough to stop the Eagles' momentum right now, especially against a crap 49ers.
Look at the Panthers game. The Panthers were able to get through the offensive line and get to Carson Wentz, and he still evaded and made plays. So,
I mean, right now, Derek, your Redskins, they're in a – I don't want to say must win when it's week eight, but this is a must win game.
You can't say that.
They're 0-2 in the NFC. They have to win this game.
They do have to win this game. And the only way that we're going to do that is by changing our strategy and the way that we're playing defense specifically. Because the thing is our offense is good. But as we all know, offense doesn't win games all the time, not a majority of the time. And the problem is they're playing defense like they're strategizing and running defensive schemes like they have Josh Norman and they have cover zero corners, which they don't. Because you were talking about those long passes that Carson Wentz made. They were on DJ Swearinger, who's our safety, playing man on some of your receivers, and you all have a good receiving core. They can't be doing that. They don't have cover corners like man-to-man corners anymore. We got to be playing zone to be able to win.
Derek, we're up against it. I love when he calls, though. Derek, give me a score for that Redskins-Eagles or Redskins-Cowboys game, and then give me a score for the Eagles-Niners game.
Redskins-Cowboys, I think, is going to be 17-10 Redskins. And the Eagles-49ers game, I'm going to say I like your previous caller. I like the 35-10. I'm gonna steal that.
Yeah. Okay. 35-10. We're getting
also,
a lot of blowouts.
most overrated playoff team is the Rams.
Ooh, I like it. I agree with that, too.
That's good.
I absolutely that is good. Agree with that. Thanks,
that
Derek.
Is good.
We'll talk to you next week. All right, buddy?
All right, see you guys.
All right, he is, Derek from McCungie. I agree with that.
You know what? And it's because I don't
get
feel
the
like
– Rams out
well,
of there.
You know what? Because they are definitely an improved Rams team from previous years. Yes. But at the same time, I don't think that they have the experience, the depth, or the leadership to make it in the playoffs.
Oh, come on. They stink. All right, let's go to line number four. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, guys. It's Joe. Probably the person in the world that wants to see the Eagles ever win a Super Bowl the least. Guys, listen, I'm a Cowboys fan, but I'll cross the line to the Redskins. Hold on. Uh-huh. I'll cross the line to the Redskins, the Steelers, any team to put a stop to this Eagles team. Gentlemen, I'm not condone wishing injuries on anyone. I'm talking my comments from a tactical position here. How are you going to stop Carson Wentz and the Eagles? You already got Jason Peters out. What has to happen? Again, I'm not condoning it. Someone has to get Lane Johnson out of there and get both those big tackles out. And then we'll see how Carson Wentz running around, dodging out of these miracle plays he's doing, starts taking some real hits when he doesn't have his two top tackles in there. And then we'll see how he's doing.
Joe, where are you from, man?
Believe it or not, I'm from Pittsburgh and I'm a Cowboys fan. I know it sounds backwards, but
that's okay. We gotta give him one of these.
Nah, I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, It's I mean, you could be an Eagles fan in Dallas. That you know.
Yeah, the irony in that. Well, Joe, let me ask you a question. All right, and I mean this. What do you think of the Ezekiel Elliott situation? Because I know a lot of people are looking at it like, oh, well, he's going to be playing this week. Now he's going to be playing next week. Yeah, but you're just delaying the inevitable. So wouldn't you just want to get it over with so you have him for the playoffs, assuming you're going to make the playoffs?
I've been saying it from the beginning of the season. He should have took the first six games, suspension. Now, if they beat the Redskins, they'll be in 4-3 with momentum, and all of a sudden, he's gone. Going into, honestly, the toughest part of the schedule. You got the Redskins, the Seahawks, the Falcons, the Eagles twice coming up, the Raiders. You know, it just goes on and on. Actually, they're 3-3, but the Cowboys, you know, looking at their schedule at the beginning of the year, had to be 5-1 or 4-2 because their easy part was the first six games. Now they're getting into the hardest part without Elliott after this Redskin game.
Right. All right. Well, listen, Joe, we're up against it. Thanks for calling in. I want your take. I want your serious take because you know, you don't sound like a typical Cockroach fan. You sound like a legit Cowboys fan who can be talking reality. Who wins this division?
Oh, I mean, the Eagles are, if you look at the Vegas odds, the Eagles are, you know, -800 to win the division. Now they have a 2.5 game lead on the Cowboys. Have already beat the Redskins twice. So as much as I'd like to say, you know, any other team but the Eagles, but the math just tells me now the Eagles are overwhelming favorites. And like I said, unless Lane Johnson goes down or Wentz gets injured, I can't see any other team winning that division.
He makes good points.
All right. Joe, thanks for calling in. Joe from Pittsburgh checking in. Give me an Eagles 49ers score. I mean, we've been doing that. We've been kind of going with the rest of the show here. And we've been getting a lot of blowouts. Do you see a blowout in this?
Let's say 34-24. The Niners get under the spread just for the simple reason, the Eagles had a coming off of a Monday night game. Probably going to take the Niners for granted a little bit. And other than this Cowboys blowout against the Niners, I believe their last four or five games they played every team close. So I think the Eagles win, but the Niners get under that 11-point spread.
Absolutely.
Joe,
I agree with him.
Joe, real quick, we do this with the other fans. Also, give me a prediction for your Cowboys.
I think the Redskins bounce back. This Dallas defense, everyone wants to say they got a pass rush now. Sean Lee's back. They look better. That secondary is terrible. Cousins going to tear them a new one. And, you know, I can see that this is a bigger game probably for the Redskins coming off of. They got two division losses now. So I'm going to say, I know your last caller said 17-10. That seems real low scoring for two good offenses. So I'm going to go Redskins 30, Cowboys 24.
Wow. Okay. You'll hear it in our predictions later, but I actually think the Cowboys win this, and I'll explain why. But
me too.
All right, Joe, listen, thank you for calling, and you're actually a good caller, so check in next week, all right, man?
Sounds good.
All right, now there he is. Now he's a Cowboys fan, so at
get
this
out!
Point.
Get out!
There he is.
Nah. You know what?
Joe from Pittsburgh.
You know what I love about our show?
Yeah.
We get these real intelligent callers coming in. Like these, all of our callers that call in have like true football knowledge and they're not just BSing us. And I really think our show has that depth there.
Right. Exactly. Phone lines are lit up, but you know what time it is. It's that time in the program. All right. So it's time.
Don't hang up. Guys. Just hang on the line.
There he is. Robbie G is right. We will get to your calls right after Rob Guarino comes on. That's right. Former Fox 29 meteorologist and current One Sports Talk meteorologist. Let's bring him on. Rob Guarino checking in. There he is, Robbie G.
Oh. Hey, good. Another good week to have a show, huh?
Hey, yeah.
What a.
Hey, Rob, I think you're on the same page as me. I think you predicted correctly every Eagles game so far, have you not?
Well, I haven't won every game usually, so I'm only wrong once.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Right, he hasn't won.
You can only have lost once, yeah.
Right.
Same
thing.
Was that like a wise-ass comment?
No, Chip.
I heard you on the last caller.
What?
Caller, you're like, we have a lot of intelligent people. Then you put me on.
Right, exactly.
Then I
exactly.
follow that comment.
But hey, one of the most intelligent meteorologists I've ever heard from. So there you go.
Right.
We still have intelligent people.
And, Rob, I got to be honest with you. My birthday weekend this past week, I got to give it one of these. The weather 100% sucked. I hate this weather.
Why is it so warm? Why is it so warm?
Seriously, why is it so warm? Stop.
Well,
it was
it's just right now, you know, you have this oscillation of that Arctic oscillation, the cold and warm air. And right now all the cold air is up near Montana and it's going to sit that way for another week or two. So kind of the dip in the jet is not over us. It's out there. There's cold air. It just has to get. You love that button.
It's his favorite one, other than we're up against.
No,
it.
You know what my favorite one was on The Price is Right? Remember when the guy climbs up the mountain?
No, I don't
and
remember that.
He's like, well, it's like you would do prices, and then the guy would climb up the mountain, a little hiker, like the Australian or Swiss guy. And then if you bid too much money, it went off the cliff. And he was
that's
like, yodeling. Look
right
that one up.
Right there,
that's a good one. I like that one.
I am good.
Like, yodeling,
I've
yodeling.
Never, yeah.
And then he falls off the mountain.
Yeah, see, I've never even heard of that. Well, but my question to you, Rob, is first of all, let's talk a little bit of Eagles, all right? Yeah, it was weird because I had a great birthday weekend, you know, and then the weather came around. I'm like, oh, this is crappy. And to be honest with you, the football games this weekend, they were crappy. So I'm glad I actually missed most of the game Sunday because they were crappy games.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, you know, the Eagles game comes along and you're flying high. You're 6-1. However, I'm, you know, and you heard probably and you obviously know by now, you know, Jason Peters out for the year. Jordan Hicks out for the year. Taylor Hart, by the way, Eagles brought him back. He, you know, he's an Oregon Duck guy, so I don't know how I feel about that. but no, I mean, for real. How are you feeling right now, Rob? Are you flying high? Or are you kind of, you know, subdued a little bit? Or are you thinking Super Bowl? What are you thinking? What's the pulse?
Well, I think the great teams and the good teams, as you probably heard this a million times, find a way to win. They'll make adjustments. You know, the bigger story would have been obviously if Wentz got hurt. He is the backbone of that offense and really the team right now. You know, everybody knows you got Offensive Player of the Week. I think it hurts them. But I just feel like this year in the NFL, like you said, over this weekend or the NFC, nobody's really stepping up except Philadelphia right now. So you may have this season where even losing two guys, now we can't lose much more, obviously, but even losing two guys like that may be a year where it wouldn't have hurt in most years when you had Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers, you know, and some of the Falcons. But they all don't look like they are doing much better. So this, it's going to hurt us. Yeah, I think offensively we're going to have some issues and here and there at times. But Wentz is playing well, and he's got, you know, we got a good running back. We got the Beast. You know, we got Smallwood playing well. We got everybody playing well. And Aguilar is catching everything, finally. So,
and by the way,
I'm telling you, yeah, seriously, on that one.
I think we'll be okay. I do. I think if Green Bay was loaded with Rodgers and all, I would be a little worried. I think losing Rodgers, I was in the beginning of the season, and you know when the Eagles started winning here, that was my biggest worry was Green Bay more than Atlanta because of what Aaron Rodgers can do. The guy can pull a rabbit out of the hat. He can. He's done it. You know how many times. So now I kind of go, well, then you could sort of default maybe to the Falcons, and they don't look like they're, you know, what they were doing last year. They look shaky at times. Everybody knows that. So who do you got left that? Maybe Seattle's going to be decent, you know. I mean, I'm talking NFC. Yeah, you got Zeke coming up, like you were saying with the early caller. He's going to miss a lot of the important games. The Cowboys, if they go down that stretch, go 2-4, are a non-factor. They won't even make the playoffs. So they get kind of boxed out if that happens. And you're left with some decent teams, but beatable, you know. I mean, I just think that – it hurts, but I think in any other year, especially with Green Bay, it won't be a deciding factor not to get to the Super Bowl if they get that far.
Yeah,
that's my
thing. They stink. I'm looking at it now, really, and I said this before. The only teams I see being a threat to the Eagles right now are the Patriots in the Super Bowl on neutral ground and in Seattle, if we would have to play Seattle in Seattle for the NFC Championship game. But right. The way it's going right now,
that'd be tough game.
Not happen.
And Seattle's all right this year, too. They look good, but they're not like they were when they won their Super Bowls. You know, they're just not as dominant.
That's what I said earlier. It's insane. Like, they're so unreliable, like, which is something I never thought I'd say with, you know, the type of players that they have and the coaching staff they have.
Yeah, this is incredible. So, Rob, give me, and then we'll move on to weather quickly, but give me a prediction for this Eagles-Niners game. We've gotten a lot of callers on the line from start now to finish, and we're still going to continue taking your calls, 917-889-8018, press 1 to talk to us. But a lot of blowouts predicted.
Yeah.
Do you see this game being a blowout?
No, I mean, I see the Eagles winning. I don't think they ever are trailing. If at most, they'll be trailing by a field goal any time in the game. I think they're going to have control of the game. But I think it's like Philly, you know, I was looking at their points this year. I think they're going to put up 35. But I think the Niners have been in a lot of close games. I think the Niners will put up 27. So, like the last caller, they covered the spread. But the Niners have played okay. But if you look at Philly and some of the games, you know, there's quite a few games where they've given up 20, 22 points. I mean, they've won, but, you know, I think they're going to be in a comfortable lead most of the game, but to give up 27, it's not as close as the 27. Do you follow me? So they win by eight, but it's never that close as eight, a touchdown. It may be like a late touchdown by them that's insignificant at that point, unless, you know, they're an onside kick with a couple seconds left or something. No, I think it's 35-27. I think it's going to be an entertaining game, actually.
They've only in the regular season that so far, they've only kept one team under 20 points.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what I'm saying. Cardinals.
No, it was the Redskins.
Yeah.
From what I'm seeing here.
No,
the Cardinals.
Oh, it was the Cardinals.
The Cardinals.
Yeah. Sorry.
Cardinals.
Yeah.
Bad work.
And the Redskins, too.
It was bad work by me. I scrolled right past it.
Did anything change regarding this weather now for the winter? Did anything really change, or are we pretty where we're at?
This is not surprising for us. We didn't think we were going to go into this with a crazy the first week in November to be colder in October. We kind of saw it. I mean, a lot of La Nina
kind of
started
in the mosquito.
Sorry,
that thing again.
And I remember, note to self, in my off week between the bye week, come up with new sound bites for you. That's my
right, exactly.
That's what I tell him.
Rob, but wait a minute. Whatever happened? We didn't get together for a Monday Night Football game.
I wound up going to one of my guys, Jared's parents' house in Lehigh, and they had like a little party there. So we never really wound up going out, and I was traveling. So,
that's bad work by you, man.
Yeah. But there'll be more games. Trust me. I'm going to be up there. Raiders, clincher for home field, as I think that's the home field clincher game on Christmas.
Rob,
night.
I got to be honest with you. I think I'm going to have your sound bite, Ev. Yep. I think I'm going to have that. That was the so much nonchalantly way to say, yeah, shut up.
Yeah. Basically.
All right, Rob. All right, Rob. Well, listen, we are, I mean, the phone line literally lit up.
Go ahead.
We're up against
it. There you go.
Yeah, because you love when I say that. Rob, we will talk to you next week. Thank you for the information. And hopefully next week when you come on, you'll have some information regarding the big change in something going on with the weather for the better.
We'll see the change when the Eagles clinch the division. So you figure out what we can.
All right. Hey.
There you go.
I'm for that. All right.
Robbie,
there he is. Yeah, there he is. All right. Rob, we'll talk to you next
see
week.
You guys. Later.
There he is. All right, guys, we are getting to your calls. We're getting to.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Jesus. I need to breathe here. All right. All right.
Lost one.
Calls are dropping. So let's just get to them in order here. Let's go to line number 7. What's your name and where are you calling from? Bunch of
Shane
static.
From Allentown.
Shane from Allentown. Oh, wait a minute. Are you a Niners fan?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well. Well, listen. I made the call. I said any Niners fans out there want to call in. Listen, I'm not trying to call you guys out. That's not the point of this.
Stop lying.
No. I'm serious. The point is just to, I want to get a reaction from them to see if they
what they legitimately think about their team
right.
and where they're going.
Not only that.
Not go ahead.
But just get a feel for what they think is going to happen in this game. If there's a Niners fan out there, and I don't think there will be, but if there's a Niners fan that says, "Oh yeah, Niners are going to blow the Eagles away because they're taking us lightly," then I have to say, "All right, you're an idiot." All right. Now, I don't think that's going to happen.
Now, Michael,
no.
We do not call our fans idiots. We call them slow.
No, it doesn't matter. You don't think that kind of stuff. Shane, what's your take on this upcoming game against the Eagles? Because you are a Niners fan, and I want to hear from a Niners fan.
Well, first, I think the outcome is going to be 35-0. I don't think we're scoring on Eagles at all.
Oh,
wow.
We just got a brand new team. So it's going to take a while for us to, you know, get ourselves together.
I will say
two more seasons.
I've seen some Niners games, and some of your young players have promised. And like you said, you're not going to see anything this year. You're probably not going to see anything next year. But give it a couple more years, and you guys might be coming back to form. It happens with every team.
Well,
it happens with every team. Besides the Browns, it happens with every team.
They're going to have Kirk Cousins as their quarterback next year. So that's a start.
That would be great.
I still don't think we're going to see anything, though, really. Much improvement from this year. Maybe three wins instead of none.
Best.
No.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We might get three wins.
We might get three wins next year.
They'll do better than Allen High School.
I want to get your take on the quarterback situation. I mean, what are you doing? What? Who? Why? Like, I mean, there's so many questions
who?
I have.
Who?
Like,
who?
Why? Why? Just why? Like, there's no point. I mean,
we have poor management.
Brian, what?
We have very poor management, obviously.
Yeah, you do. And to be honest with you, I think it's working out worse with Kyle Shanahan for the Niners. And worse for the Falcons without Kyle Shanahan. I think without Kyle Shanahan, I think the Falcons look like crap. They need him as their offensive coordinator. And I just don't know if Kyle Shanahan's the guy. I really don't. And, you know, it
right.
sucks, but
you. I don't like that name, Shanahan.
Well, yeah.
It sounds weird.
Well, yeah, but, I have a question to be asked here, though.
Sure.
But it's not about the 49ers or Eagles.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Who do you think is more important to their team, Brady or Rodgers? So Packers lost Rodgers.
Definitely Brady, honestly.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with that.
I fully and wholeheartedly believe that the bulk of the Patriots' success has been solely because of him.
You're right. Yep, I'm going to agree with that. I'm going to say Brady.
I feel like the Giants have a more solid and together team that they could play decently without Rodgers.
Packers.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Shane. Listen, I know everyone loves when I say this.
No.
But listen.
Let's get his predictions.
He already said 35-0.
No. Oh, yeah, that's true. Because his team is playing ours. Okay.
All right. All right, Shane. There he is. Shane from Allentown.
Oh, hold on. I felt like he was about to say something. Did you have one more thing you wanted to say, if it could be real quick?
No, it's fine. You guys have a lot of callers.
All right. 35-0, he says.
Hey.
I agree. Shane, we'll talk to you next week. All right, buddy.
All righty.
All right. There he is, Shane from Allentown. Yeah.
I always feel like one of us at least abruptly cuts off a caller.
All right.
So
we
are getting your calls.
We've got to make this quick. Let's go to line number – back to line number one. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Tony from Easton.
Oh my gosh,
Tony!
Look at this. This is the 49ers fans. The call. I've made the call, and they're calling. You're a Niners fan, aren't you?
Diehard, man. Not a beehard.
Oh my
god.
Tony, in a month, I'm moving to Easton.
Well, there you go.
That's crazy. You're gonna have the late show there?
No. That was Dustin. That wasn't me.
All right.
Tony, let me ask you a question, man. All right. Now, we just had a Niners fan before. You heard him. 35-0. It doesn't even give the Niners any points. Where's your head at right now with this Niners team?
That's ridiculous. There's no way in hell it's going to be 35-0, in my opinion. Like, I think it's going to be somewhere like 24-13. But this Niners team has competed in almost every game, as you know.
Except for the last.
Other than the Cowboys, other than the Panthers. Every other game, you know, five losses in a row by a total of what, 15 points? That's good. I mean, we're heading in the right direction. And in terms of management, I think what the previous caller misunderstands is that this is the best management we've had in a really long time. Balky, in my opinion, was pretty terrible for us. We've had a whole year's worth of draft picks just go down the toilet when we had like 10 picks in 2012. No longer are any of those players on that team. So, you know, we've had kind of misses like that. And I think that this rookie class, and even some of our second-year players are the best that we've had in a while, something to look forward to. And, you know, there's adversity right now, but it looks like they're heading in the right direction, in my opinion.
You know what I'm going to ask you?
I think, honestly, you know, you might not agree with what he said previously, but I think you and the previous caller do agree that your team overall is definitely due to improve within the next year or two.
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, we're going to head into next season with the most available cap space in the whole entire league. When you take that into account with a possible number one overall, number two overall pick, you're talking at possibly adding Kirk Cousins and Saquon Barkley or somebody like Jeff Rosen and, you know, a hell of a lot of other star players. I think what this management does a lot better than our previous management is they're going to be able to recruit better players because it's a better situation. You know, the owner isn't putting his two cents in everything that John Lynch does. And you can tell that the transparency between Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch really gives their fans something to look forward to in the future. We're going to be kept in the loop at all times. And as a 49ers fan, I appreciate that coming from all the, you know, all the games that Balky and Harbaugh were playing when they were, you know, heading the franchise.
I agree. I think 3-13 this year for you guys.
That was good.
And then I think 6-10 next year. And I agree with everything you said.
Yeah,
you could have
absolutely.
Kirk Cousins
absolutely.
And Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, yeah, then you'll be good.
Some level-headed shit.
I think something that we can also look forward to is knowing that Kyle Shanahan's there. I know a few guys have been talking about, you know, competition that's legit in the NFC that can compete with the Eagles. You probably want to talk about Falcons at some point. They're playing horribly right now, but my point is on this is that Kyle Shanahan was the real MVP for the Falcons team last year. It's not really Matt Ryan. You take Kyle Shanahan out of that, and you put in Steve Sarkisian, it's changed everything. And I think their offense is pretty anemic right now.
All right, I agree. All right, we're up against it, but listen, Tony, I need to. You know, I'm going to have to ask you. Give me a score prediction for this Eagles Niners game.
Yeah. I alluded to it a little bit before, but I would say probably somewhere around 24-13. I think the Niners hang with them for a little bit. C.J. Beathard, nobody might know him, but the thing he's got some heart and some grit, man. I don't know if that'll keep us in the game the whole entire time, but that's why I'm saying 13-24, Eagles win.
All right. I like it. There he is, Tony from Easton. Tony, we'll talk to you next week. All right, buddy?
All right. Thanks, man. Take care, guys.
All right, there he is, Tony from Easton. I like that score. Look at that. I gave the call out, and they were listening, and there's the Niners fans right there. They call right up.
Yes, you're so great. Good.
Like, look at that.
Yeah, good for you.
It's like they answered the call. And you know what? They're level-headed. They're level-headed fans, and I like that because they're not unrealistic about everything. All right? They give what I wanted to hear, and that's still an Eagles win. All right? It's not going to be a blowout.
Yeah,
but it's still going to be an Eagles win.
Yeah, yeah. Try rushing yourself one of these times.
All right. Let's go to line number two. Back up to the line number two. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Rob, Danielsville, Pennsylvania.
Rob, Danielsville.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Danielsville. All right.
Rob, let me preface this because I don't know.
Hey, wait a minute.
Sure.
this 49ers guy, you said he was level-headed 24-13? Really?
Yeah.
Well, come on. 49-0, no problem.
I like Rob's score better. Rob, let me ask you this. Are you an Eagles fan?
No, absolutely not. I am a Vikings fan, buddy. Skull.
Whoa! Okay. Actually, you know what? Funny he says that because I'm looking at it now. And look at this. Eagles, number one in the NFC. Look at number two.
Vikings.
Minnesota Vikings, number
looks
two.
Like we got our NFC championship game right there.
As it stands right now,
they both got home field advantage.
That'd be one heck of an NFC championship.
Well, I mean, how do you feel about Case Keenum?
I agree with him.
I'm serious. Like, come on.
Who?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, they're speculating Teddy might make the field in London.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes, sir.
He stinks. Can I just say that? He stinks. Teddy Bridgewater might as well sit him back on the bench because Case Keenum, and I mean this, and I think Case Keenum stinks, but Case Keenum gives you a much, much better chance to win than Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy Bridgewater stinks.
So you guys are very similar to the Packers, because Packers lose the Rodgers. Now they're a mediocre team. What do you think happens to the Eagles without Wentz?
He's got a point there. He's got a valid point there. You're the Eagles fan, so you can answer this, Mike.
We've been taking hundreds of callers throughout the show, and I've never been speechless. And I don't have an answer.
I think if Rob had a mic, he would drop it right now.
valid point. No, Rob, listen, valid point.
Don't drop your phone, though. I did that. It broke.
Right. Unless he has insurance on it, yeah.
You're speechless.
I am. Valid point. Taken.
I've known Mike for a decade, and I even though I call him out on everything he does, I have never made him speechless. So congratulations.
What do I win?
He wins a prize pack.
We're a growing show, but we're still growing. So right now you win our undying love.
No, we have stuff from Werkheiser we could give you, like a couple frisbees. If
this is true.
Rob, you
if
got
you
a,
have
dog
a dog
or anything
or,
like that?
Or a child?
How about a beer koozie?
Right. Oh, there we go. We got beer koozies.
We got them for Bud
Absolutely.
Light.
Absolutely.
We got Bud Light beer koozie. So we'll get you that because I got to be honest. You did make me speechless there. Listen, your valid point taken. Without Carson Wentz, this team, who knows? I mean,
let me tell you why I brought that up. I was actually at the game Monday night.
Oh.
Ooh, so were a lot of my friends. Actually.
Give me how the atmosphere was.
Yeah, let
The atmosphere was very strange. I got to admit, I go to an Eagles game every year. And the Eagles couldn't find one thing. The Eagle fans couldn't find one thing to boo about, which is shocking. Because
really?
I didn't hear one boo the entire night. That's impossible. That's almost like as impossible as Mike becoming speechless.
And both has happened, right? You know? Wow. I mean,
well, let me.
Wow.
Let me just add this. I mean, Kirk Cousins. I mean, he almost had 400 yards passing. So you could tell that the Eagles secondary wasn't that great. But I mean, the Eagles were really sloppy in the first quarter. Yeah, I was surprised. Yeah. I think if they were. They would have pulled that against like the Vikings or Pittsburgh. I think they would have been in trouble in a game like, but because it was the Redskins, they were able to get through it.
All right, let's calm down with the Vikings. Give me a we are up against it, but give me real quickly. I want to know, and I mean this. Give me a score with the Vikings game and give me a score with the Eagles game.
He said 9-0 with the
Well,
Eagles.
I don't know if that was serious.
No. The Vikings were playing the Browns in London. I mean, you got to throw some jet lag in there.
Right.
And the players don't like playing over there. I'm going to say real conservative. Vikings are probably going to be low scoring. I'd say we win 17-6.
Huh. Okay. I like that.
Eagles at home again. It's not going to be close. I would say 35-10. You know, I think the Niners will get a garbage.
That's our third 35-10 for the night.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Rob, Danielsville, call back next week. I liked the alacrity. You brought it, and you made me speechless, which I didn't think was ever going to happen on this program.
Did you just say alacrity?
Well, don't worry. I'll be back.
All right. There he is, Rob from Danielsville, checking in. He makes a valid point. Because I don't know what the Eagles would do without Carson Wentz. He's Superman right now. He's NFL MVP. He just makes this team flow. And when you make this team flow, you get wins. And that's why they're 6-1 at this point. We need to start paying some bills. And we need to do that by taking a quick break, which we should have done 45 minutes ago. And we will do that right after this. Right after I find. we're so miscombined. All right, we'll see you.
Football season is upon us, and at Phillipsburg East and Honda, that means amazing deals all season long on our new Hondas, like the award-winning Accord. Right now, we're making it even easier to get into yours by dropping the prices so low, you can't help but save big. We have all your favorite Honda vehicles available on our lot with incredible pricing. Accord, CRV, Civic, Fit, all with special limited-time incentives. Now is the best opportunity to take advantage of these huge savings. Plus, we'll even give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. That's right, we'll give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. So close out the summer by celebrating real savings at Phillipsburg East and Honda. Don't miss the Honda Savings Kickoff going on now. But hurry, these incredible prices and offers are available for a limited time only. Visit pehonda.com and apply for credit today. Saying yes is what we do best. Phillipsburg East and Honda,
satisfaction's guaranteed. Vehicle must be in safe operating condition.
All right. Also, we have Werkheiser Electric. They are always giving free estimates. They're powered by integrity. They have revolving coupons on the website at WerkheiserElectric.com. Speaking of coupons, guys, you mentioned the code ONESPORTSTALK to Werkheiser Electric. You're getting $50 off your first service call. They're servicing the Lehigh Valley, licensed in PA, New York, and New Jersey. You can get your weekends back finally. So you can get back to watching the big games and leave the electrical work to Werkheiser. All right? They did it for lights and green walls. They're going to do it for anything you have. You can call Werkheiser today at 610-866-1076 and go to WerkheiserElectric.com. And when you're doing that, you can go to DecouAutobody.com and check out your car, because they're family-owned and operated since 1948. They have a state-of-the-art facility and equipment. You can finance your deductible. You get 90 days free. It only takes 45 seconds, by the way. Come on. You get updated repair status online. Deku's car rental service. They're accepting all insurance appraisals and giving free estimates. Deku is your auto body specialist. Watch your car as it gets repaired. Pictures of the repairs as they happen. Updated daily on the website at DecouAutoBody.com. They're located at 1135 Howardtown Road, North Catasauqua, PA, 610-264-5507. Also, Miller Lite. You want the greatest light beer and the original light beer? You want Miller Lite, all right? It's Miller time. It's beer, 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 beer. Hashtag six pack. Check out Miller Lite and make sure you go to MillerLite.com. Well, we were all watching this past week for Monday Night Football, And that's why the Eagles are 6-1. But real quickly, Dustin, I want to do this. I want to go through the power rankings because it's that time. I wanted to do this earlier, but the power rankings are out. And the Eagles
have all the power.
They do, except for one of the websites. All right.
Okay.
We'll go through them. All right.
Okay.
Let's bring some music in here. Let's go first. Let's go to the NFL Network. Okay. Let's go to the NFL Network's and the NFL.com power rankings. All right. We have number one. Let's just go to the top five. All right. We have the Patriots at number five. Interesting. We have the Chiefs number four.
And they're up one.
Yeah. The Chiefs number four. Steelers number three. This is way too high. Rams number two. And your Philadelphia Eagles at number one. I like it. And I agree, NFL, except for that Rams.
I don't agree with that. I understand the Chiefs have been falling off, but they're not worse than the Rams.
Right, exactly. Next, we have, there it is, CBS. We go to CBS Sports. They have Rams number five. I think that's better.
That's better.
Like they're like eight.
Seven.
I mean, really? Niners. Rams number five. Niners last, I'm sure.
Second last.
Yeah, the Browns are last. And then we have the Chiefs number four. Steelers number three. Oh, they're 5-2. Patriots number two. And four. Philadelphia Eagles.
Rightfully.
Number one. Interesting. Look at that. So right now you have pretty much. Now I know this next one. You're probably going to be like, "Oh, what happened there?" Well, I don't really know. Now, last but not least, we have the ESPN power ranking. We have Dallas Cowboys at number five.
Okay.
They're 3-3. They beat the Niners.
The next three teams. Oh, right up.
All right. Pittsburgh Steelers number four. All right.
Okay.
I can go with that. Fine. Chiefs number three.
Okay.
The Eagles number two.
Who? Don't. No. No. Get the heck out of here. Get the heck out of here. Cut it out. Get out of the league.
Patriots number one.
No.
They have such hate.
Honestly, to be honest with you, I'm going to go on record and say, to me, this season, the Patriots might be the most disappointing team to me. They really might be, because all the teams that are doing bad or worse than them, I could expect to do that. But the Patriots, I would not expect to do this mediocre, I should say.
And they shouldn't have beat the Jets.
No, right, exactly. Some of those five wins were pure luck. They didn't even have anything to do with Brady or the team.
Stupid music out. They're such haters there.
I don't.
Of course they're not going to put the Eagles number one. It would kill them to put the Eagles number one. It's insane. It really is. It's insane to me. Before I have an aneurysm, 917-889-8018. Press one to talk to us. I mean, you know, you look at some of these right now, you look at the NFC. Eagles number one, Vikings number two. Rams number three, Saints number four, Seahawks number five, and then the Packers are 4-3, but they're going down. And then Panthers, Falcons, who stink, by the way. They got demolished on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, they did.
Right now, you know, the Vikings, okay, sure, to make Rob from Danielsville happy. Rams... Okay. Saints, all right, sure. And Seahawks, who don't really impress me, but yes.
They don't, though.
They are 4-2, sure. And, you know, that's why I'm saying.
How much of that is deserving, though?
But this is what I'm saying, Dustin.
Yeah.
Look at this. This is the Eagles to take.
Yeah.
Take it. Take it.
You're only finally saying this. I've been saying this since the beginning.
Yeah, but would have made that prediction in the beginning. I know you.
Me.
I know, but for
me,
what would you have to back that up? This team was not showing.
Because
last
I go
year.
Off of style of play, not records or previous years' accomplishments.
I just,
And because I don't jinx them, I say if they continue to play the way they are. Or better,
I guess.
I don't say they're going to.
All right.
I don't do that.
Well, because we had the longest break ever, we will be right back. We wanted to get to the power rankings, and we will get to predictions right after this.
Football season is upon us, and at Phillipsburg East and Honda, that means amazing deals all season long on our new Hondas, like the award-winning Accord. Right now, we're making it even easier to get into yours by dropping the prices so low, you can't help but save big. We have all your favorite Honda vehicles available on our lot with incredible pricing. Accord, CR-V, Civic, Fit, all with special limited-time incentives. Now is the best opportunity to take advantage of these huge savings. Plus, we'll even give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. That's right, we'll give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. So close out the summer by celebrating real savings at Phillipsburg East and Honda. Don't miss the Honda Savings Kickoff going on now. But hurry, these incredible prices and offers are available for a limited time only. Visit pehonda.com and apply for credit today. Saying yes is what we do best. Phillipsburg East and Honda,
satisfaction's guaranteed. Vehicle must be in safe operating condition.
Oh, I'm just drinking right now. And I'm drinking Miller Lite. You know, what, you made a face. What's that about?
I thought you were saying you were actually drinking. And I was like, you know, you didn't take a drink.
No,
but you're all right. You're doing a promo. I got it
right. I'm drinking Miller Lite. All right. Because it's the greatest light beer. And I recognize that it's the original light beer, too. I mean, these guys are the original. All right. If you want to wake up without a hangover, drink Miller Lite. All right. It's Miller time, baby. Beer, 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 beer. Hashtag six pack. And that might not even have been six times. But make sure you check out Miller Lite and also go to MillerLite.com. Also, when you're going there, you want to plug something in. All right? Not being dirty. You want to plug in your power. And you're only plugging in Werkheiser Electric. All right? They are always giving free estimates. They're powered by integrity. They're given revolving coupons on the website, WerkheiserElectric.com. Guys, you speaking of coupons, you mentioned one sports talk to Werkheiser Electric. You're getting $50 off your first service call. Not 25, not 5, not 10, 50 bucks. They're servicing the Lehigh Valley. They're licensed in PA, New York, and New Jersey. Get your weekends back so you can actually get back to watching the big games. And leave the electrical work to Werkheiser Electric, all right? They did it for me. They could do it for you. Call Werkheiser today at 610-866-1076 and make sure you go to WerkheiserElectric.com. Also, Deku Auto Body, they're family-owned and they're operated since 1948, all right? They have state-of-the-art facility and equipment. You can finance your deductible. You get 90 days free. It only takes 45 seconds to approve, too. Get updated repair status online at Deku's Car Rental Service. They're accepting all insurance appraisals. They're giving free estimates. They are your auto body specialist. Watch your car as it gets repaired. Pictures of the repairs as they happen. DekuAutoBody.com, located at 1135 Howardtown Road, North Catasauqua, PA, 610-264-5507. All right. We are back on One Sports Talk. Why don't you just go ahead? Because I want to know, the people want to know why I'm laughing. What did you just say to me?
I said, it's about as easy to make you laugh as it is to get a $2 hooker.
All right. So that's why I was laughing. All right. I don't want you to think I'm just randomly some babbling, giggling goofball. All right. Even though I am.
Honestly, I was going to say,
I'm not wrong. Right.
But
guys,
we've
got record listening tonight. We've had record amount of calls tonight.
Fantastic.
And we're going to take one more before we get to week number 8 predictions.
Yeah, we can breeze through that.
Yeah.
Let's take one
bring one more caller on here. He's been holding for a couple minutes. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Jared Howard from Allentown, PA.
Oh, there he is. Jared.
I came out of retirement.
One of the great Howards of Allentown.
What's on your mind tonight, Jared? Jared, you're Saints 4-2, and suddenly I mean, they're still behind the Eagles.
Saints 4-2, Saints 4-2, Birds 6-1, loving football. You know what I'm saying?
Who would have thought that at the beginning of the season, though, Jared?
Well, I called the last two Saints wins, so, yeah.
It's true. I was just hoping that the Saints would finally start to play their younger players on defense and get more speed, and it's been happening. And obviously these last few weeks, their defense has been so hot right now, and offense is obviously going to always put up 24-plus points a game. Now the defense is playing well. Now they're here.
Right. And like us, you have I don't mean to say anything as a cakewalk and disrespect these teams, because I called out the 49ers fans, and they called. But, I mean, it's a cakewalk, this game, you know, for both of us. I mean, the Bears are in New Orleans. Come on. And the Niners in the link in Philly. I mean, this is an easy win for both of our teams. I mean, wouldn't you say?
Is it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. All right, Dallas beat San Fran 40-10. Eagles are going to smoke them even worse than that, I think. I feel like the Eagles, mark my words, they're going to put up 50-plus.
Oh, my God.
Dang. What did the 49ers put up? We'll get that right out of the way.
9.
To be honest, I think they're going to score 20. Carlos Hyde might get a little loose in the beginning, but that's going to make the Eagles offense need to score more. So that's why I think Eagles offense is going to end up getting 50 points. I'm telling you.
Carlos Hyde's going to be hiding. He's not going to be nowhere to be found. I got this team.
More like Carlos Jekyll.
Yeah, come on. They stink. I watched them. I actually watched the highlights last week because I was actually doing something for my birthday. Thank God. Football last week was awful last weekend. I watched the highlights, or lowlights, as I should say. That Niners team is terrible. They do nothing.
Their quarterback got a weird last name. He's not good at all. But I'm telling you, Carlos Hyde is good, and the loss of Jordan Hicks, that's gonna be impactful.
I
want Mason Glory Hole.
Yeah, along with that quarterback's last name. Yeah, the quarterback from the Broncos isn't far behind him either. And I don't mean the names. I just mean how much they stink.
Circumcising the mosquito.
Right. Exactly right.
He's good, I think.
What? What screen have you been watching?
He's a top 22 quarterback in the league.
Jared, I'm not laughing at you, but that's not great. A top 22 quarterback? Yeah. All right. Well, what does that do? For what?
Yeah, but it's tough to find a quarterback these days. I hasn't been playing bad this season at all.
You know what? Out of the 12 teams in the Lehigh Valley in high school football, Allen High School's quarterback is the 10th best.
Jared, normally you say normally you say some good stuff on here, but I got to give you one of those. And listen, Trevor Siemian, I watched him on Sunday Night Football a couple weeks ago. Got bruised up by the Giants, who have one win, and that's the win. And then they get shut out last week against the Chargers, 21-0. And I'm supposed to be, oh, no, he's pretty good, though. He sucks. Bring that team on, too. Another West Coast team that's going to get stomped on by the Eagles in the link.
Whoa,
so that'll be 8-1 at the bye
week. I don't think you should be guaranteeing that one.
Why? Why?
Because the loss of Jason Peters, it's important to have two strong tackles, especially when you're playing those AFC West teams that have those great pass rushers.
Okay.
So the loss
I
of Jason Peters, I'm telling you, man.
He's not wrong, but
I get it. But Jesus, come on. Trevor Siemian. Yeah.
Trevor Siemian for MVP.
Right.
You know what? I think the Eagles are going to beat them hard.
Okay. All right. Enough with these references. Jesus. My God. You know, like, real.
Get out.
Yeah, get out. Enough. Jared, give me a score for the Saints game and give me a score for the Eagles game.
I got the Saints 30-28.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got the Eagles 52-20.
Oh, so you were serious about that 52 game.
Oh, yeah, the 49ers are going to get beat hard.
Oh, okay. All right, that's it. Jared, we will. This I don't know what happened right now. We're off the rails. Jared, we will talk to you next week. All right, there he is, Jared from Allentown. Jared, we'll talk to you. All right.
Yep. All
right. Right. What do you say to that? Jesus.
What is going on back there?
I don't know.
That deserves a Robbie G. Yep.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. My God. All right. Finally is that time. You know what time it is, Dustin?
I don't.
It's time for the gridiron. Let's go around the NFL pick.
Oh, my
for
God.
For week number 8.
Like my favorite part.
This is my favorite. This isn't like my favorite part. This is my favorite part.
My favorite part is talking to the callers. All you right. See, I just played to the fans. Yeah. All right. I'm sorry.
You special. This right here.
That's what my
this
mama
team
says.
Is going to be. Tomorrow night, we got the Dolphins 4-2. Suddenly look like they're not bad right now. Ravens stink. I don't know what happened with them. They were good last year. Yeah, I mean it's not going to be close. I know it's in Baltimore. That's fine. I have the Dolphins winning this 24-17, and that's going to be a garbage time touchdown at the end. So Dolphins win this 24-17. Your thoughts?
I literally picked the same score, just opposite. So
oh, you think the Ravens are winning?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't.
I don't like when we do this. Why do we have to do this? Here we are in London again. And why are London games always so bad?
You know what? Mike, I have an even better question. Why are the Browns top 10 in defense? Just saying.
Vikings get the easy win here. I'm not even going to waste time on this game. Browns are 0-7. Vikings 5-2. Vikings, unfortunately, will be 6-2. Keep pace with the Eagles in the NFC. Browns will win 8. Vikings win this 30-9. Your thoughts?
I think it's a little closer. I'm going to go with 26-14.
Oh.
I said a little closer.
Falcons are at the New York Jets, 3-4, coming off a couple heartbreakers. Falcons 3-3, looking very abysmal on the year. I got to be honest with you, and I'm going to be so honest and say that the Jets get the win. The Jets, Jets will be 4-4. I can't believe I'm saying this. Jets get the squeak out a win.
What's your score?
23-22. Your thoughts?
Dude, my thoughts are right in line with yours. I have the Jets winning this game in New York 21-20.
Yeah, wow.
Another one-point game. Yeah, one-point game.
Wow.
Look, you can look. I wrote it before we even started.
By the way, how eerie is that last Thursday night game that I said Raiders would win by one, and what happened?
They won by one. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
This is one of those games I think it's going to also be the same way.
Well, you're good at you're 1-0 and 1-1 prediction, 1-point prediction.
There you go. Panthers are at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. By the way, Cam Newton said something today, and he's such a baby.
I don't listen to when he talks because I don't like to listen to toddlers who play a professional
sport. Well,
he
was asked a question about the offense.
Okay.
And he goes, next question, and walks out. Dude, grow up.
First
grow
of all,
up.
Why would you say next question and then walk away?
Right.
You ask for another question and then you're not there to answer.
Right,
it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like he is an idiot.
I'm so glad we beat that team.
He is an idiot.
I agree. Unfortunately though, they get the win here
because
the Bucs are just so bad.
Yeah, they're not where
it's not gonna be pretty.
They're not where I thought they'd be.
20-14. Panthers get the win on the road in Tampa. Your thoughts?
22-20. I think the Buccaneers put up a good fight. And you know what? Honestly, this is one of the games I wish I was wrong.
Yeah, I know. I wish I was wrong, too.
I hate him. And I hate the way he dresses.
It clashes,
and I don't like it.
I just don't. Here's the thing. I don't think Cam Newton is a bad quarterback. I don't.
No, absolutely
but
not.
But the way he portrays himself and the way he acts, and if he doesn't win, like when he lost against the Eagles, he was like, clearly we just didn't play. Why even ask him the question? It's a press conference.
Exactly. It's like when a girl is hot, but she's a total witch with a capital B, and it makes her completely ugly.
I was thinking of a see you next Tuesday, but we'll get to that in a different day. All right. Then we have, and listen to me, and I mean this, and I know I'm saying it's a blowout, and all our callers except for one said it's a blowout. Niners go out to a 21-0 lead. And the Eagles come all the way back and score 24 unanswered and win this 24-21 and don't cover. But the Eagles win.
So you're going three touchdowns. So you're basically saying a similarity to the Eagles-Giants game a few years back with Vic as quarterback.
Yeah, but it won't be in that fashion in the fourth quarter. It'll be like right around half.
Right, yeah, but you're like that's why I said similarity.
Yeah, because I think the Eagles are going to get off to a little
underestimate
bit of a slow
the 49ers?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're going to go right down and people will be like, what?
This is exactly the game where a bad team gets underestimated. It's
right.
A game like this.
However, the Eagles are a great team, and don't let it give them a loss. Eagles will be 7-1 after this, sitting pretty. But the Eagles, 24-21.
All right, you know what? And you're right. The Eagles are a great team, which is why they win this game 31-12.
Oh. So you don't see that?
No.
Okay.
Well, you know. Even though the last two games, the Niners won.
Right.
So.
Now, that was under the Chip Kelly era, which.
So we don't talk about that.
No.
That didn't make it. Green World.
The Bears. What about this game, by the way? Bears are at the Saints.
24-10 Saints. Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm going to agree. I'm going to say 23-10. No, I really, because I like that score. I think Saints, 31-10. Saints have a high-powered offense.
I was going to say, watch it actually be 23-10 and you beat me by 1 point.
Yeah,
wouldn't
that
score.
Yeah, that would just be annoying, actually, both of us.
Yeah, it would be
Saints, come on. How about this game? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Are you
going to
do it?
Yes.
Oh, I was thinking about it.
The 0-4 Chargers, all right? Now, luckily,
three in a row.
The Eagles beat them, and they got them before the Chargers turned on. And the electricity now, they won three straight games. They're now 3-4. Ladies and gentlemen, my upset pick. I love the Chargers to beat the Patriots in New England. And then let's see ESPN put Patriots number one.
Oh, man.
Chargers get this win. 31-30. Chargers.
I would agree with you if it was not in New England. I'm going to give it to the Patriots, but I don't give it to them easy. I say that they win this game within the last several minutes of the game, and I say they win this game 28-26.
All right. Okay. That easily and probably will happen, but I like the Chargers. Luckily, the Eagles got them when they were playing bad, because right now...
Eagles will still beat them today.
Well, the Oakland Raiders, speaking of bad somehow, I don't know how, but 3-4 on the air, they're traveling into Buffalo against those Bills who... I don't like the Raiders cross country. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
Bills get the win! 5-2.
21-18.
I think the Bills will put up 28 and the Raiders put up 14. 28-14 Bills in this one.
I mean, we don't go by spread, it's a win is a win.
This is going to be an ugly game.
I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah.
And 16-12 Bengals because they're at home. I don't care.
No, I think the Bengals get the easy win 24 to 7. I mean, the Colts without Andrew Luck, they cannot do a thing.
I just can't.
Yeah.
I don't want this game to even happen. Just give them both a tie and don't
they have,
actually don't
Eagles,
actually play it.
The Eagles have more wins plus two than both of these teams combined. That's how bad this team is. These teams are.
I want it to go away.
All right. Texans at the Seahawks. Are you ready for this? And I'm telling you, the Seahawks are not as good as everyone's thinking, which is why the Texans go into Seattle and make it a very, very close game, but don't win. Texans win this. I'm sorry. Seahawks win this 31-29. 2-point win by the Seahawks, and they squeak out in typical Seahawk fashion. Squeak out another win to be 5-2.
You know what? I'm going to go based – I like to be consistent. I'm going to go based off of what I said before, which is it's the environment of Seattle, not Seattle itself. So I'm going to say that Seattle wins 18-12. I think it's a low-scoring game because I agree with you. I don't think Seattle's that good.
Yeah.
But you know what? I just I honestly, I want you to win that one. I hope I'm wrong.
Ah, this next game.
Yeah,
it's a big game. Cowboys. Battle of the 3-3 teams. Cowboys are at the Redskins. Cowboys right now coming off a big win against those 49ers. They stink.
With the exception of rushing, these two teams are very close.
Yeah, they're very close. Yeah. Both top 10 in offense, right along with the Eagles. Not the Giants, but the NFC East. Yeah. I actually, believe it or not, I want to do it so badly. And just pick the Redskins to be right there with Derek. I want the Redskins. If you're an Eagles fan, by the way, I just want to announce this. You want the Redskins to win because
you have to.
The Redskins right now are 0-2 in the division.
You have to want that because, I mean, it helps them.
Right.
But you know it's not going to help them enough. And,
right.
And it keeps the Cowboys off your back. Like,
yeah. I do think the Cowboys go into Washington, though, and get the always tough win in Washington against those Redskins. Cowboys win this 27-24.
See, now I disagree with you because I think that Kirk Cousins, who played very well against the Eagles last week, by the way, I think that he's even more pissed off by the loss, and I think he plays just as good or better against the Cowboys, and I think they win 20-18.
Okay. Then we have the Sunday night football game, the Steelers going into Detroit coming off a bye week. Steelers right now within top five in the league, and the Lions aren't real. I've said it. They're they are tricking right now instead of treating because it's trick or treat. It's Halloween. Steelers get the easy win, and I mean that. I think it's an easy win for them. 36-26. 10-point victory for those Steelers to move to 6-2, and Lions move to 3-4. Your thoughts?
26-16 Steelers. I think it's easy.
Okay. I would agree with that. I don't think, come on. Broncos at the Chiefs for Monday Night Football. Chiefs get back. Get back to their winning ways.
Yeah,
Broncos.
They definitely do. They're
Monday night, and then guess what? 6 days later, they're in Philly. Broncos. Yeah,
and they haven't beat the Chiefs in the past three meetings.
Yeah.
Like it's just
Chiefs got the win here. Chiefs get the win 31-10.
I have 32-20.
Okay. I like it. I think, pick these weeks.
Yes. Me too.
You know? All right. Guys, you've been more
blown
than,
up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Appreciate it. And, we'll get back to the power rankings next week. Also next week, there's word that we might have a special guest.
Okay. I usually don't know until I show up here on Wednesday, so that's fine. I will say this. I will say this. Look, I told you this on our break. We are a growing radio show. So I want to say that if we drop your call, it's not that we don't want to talk to you. Just keep calling in. We will get to you. We're going to do our best to get through everybody, as many people as we can. Okay, so just keep calling in. We love you guys.
All right. And with that being said, I really have nothing else other than I think the Eagles squeak out this win, move to 7-1, and then next week. I actually think the Broncos, the Eagles game, and originally I was thinking that was a loss. It's not a loss. Actually, I think that's more of a steamroll than the Niners game will be.
It might be. It might
be. But,
yeah,
right now, if you're an Eagles fan, you're flying high. And with that, we are flying out, and we will see you right here next week on One Sports Talk.